The opinions expressed in the following program are those of the producer and not necessarily those of WKTV Community Media.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Positive Thoughts with Uncle Tim, and I'm your host, and I'm here with Chris, the owner of Microgreenery. How you doing, Chris?
Oh, fine. Thanks, Tim. First of all, I say is thanks for having me. I really feel honored to be here on the show. I feel like a superstar because you're a superstar.
Thank you. So tell us more.
Well, First Microgreenery is basically an urban farm. I took a 100-year-old house and turned it into a climate-controlled growing facility. And I grow hydroponically, so I grow without dirt, and I only grow microgreens.
Mm. So how did you come up with First Microgreenery, the name?
Well, it's the first one in the world, and I want to be first in the phone book.
Start with the
but there's no phone books, right? Now, actually, it's on the corner of First and Broadway. It just sort of fell into place.
Gotcha. I like that. First, it makes sense, right?
And in any list, any website I'm in, I'm going to be first.
That's a good way of marketing, right? So let me ask you another thing. So why microgreens?
If you let's say you take a broccoli seed and you put it in your garden, right?
Yeah.
What do you get? You get a head of broccoli, okay? I take a organic broccoli seed, and I only grow it to the first set of leaves. That's what makes it a microgreen. It's just a baby plant. Mm. But that baby's got all the DNA, so all the flavor, all the nutrition is concentrated in that little plant. So, for example, that head of broccoli, it's got the same amount of DNA, except it's diluted into all that fiber.
Mm.
So, for example, you today, compared to when you were born, you don't have more DNA. You basically have more fiber, right? Mm-hmm. And plants are the same way. All the nutrients are in the seed. So at that baby stage, it's concentrated. So the flavor's more concentrated and the nutritional value is.
So this little guy right here and these little guys on our table, they're just baby plants with a full of protein, full of vitamins, baby pills.
They're almost like little vitamins.
Mm. So let me taste a little something. They're edible. I've had a couple. I've had the arugula. I've had the broccoli. And I've used the arugula on eggs and a lot of other things, you know, little sandwiches. And I just love it. I am a fan. So you are a star. You know, in my book, I seem to... I took to them well, and at first I didn't know, but now I know. So I'm going to take a little bit of this. And
so you literally just ate the equivalent of like five entire arugula plants.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be like bowls of lettuce. Because they all start at the baby.
Oh.
So it's concentrated.
So I don't have to eat a whole bowl, just one of these microgreens.
Yeah, absolutely. So like the broccoli seed, once again, so you take the broccoli plant, each one of those is an entire head of broccoli, but it's all the nutrition is in the baby. So they say like 2.5 pounds of broccoli equals like one of those plants.
Taste-wise, I like it. Shelf life.
Sorry about that.
It's okay.
Okay. You know, that's a good question. So, produce today, basically, they cut it or harvest it, right, which ends its life,
mm-hmm.
and then they use refrigeration to get it to you. Now, it might have been 4 months before it hits the grocery store shelf, or it maybe came from somewhere on the other side of the world. And the way they do that is refrigeration. So they like put it in stasis, like this, the what is it, like the outer space travelers, they put them in the hibernation or whatever. It's almost like that's what they do to produce. So basically what we call fresh food is rotting produce.
Don't say that.
Well, it's true. Have you ever gotten some celery and you get it home and the next day it's all limp?
Doesn't make sense.
Well, I know, because you thought it was fresh. Well, unfortunately, it was fresh as it could have been at the point you got it. So I said, you know, I can fix this. Why not living food? Because when you eat a strawberry in the garden, it tastes so much different than in the kitchen. Why? Because it's alive. And whatever produce you have, bag salads are the classic, right? We all know how those end up, right? But if they're living plants, they're going to be alive until you eat them.
That's great. That's great news. So let me ask you something. Who is this little fella right here? So tell the world, who is Mr. Micro? How did he come about? And I heard the kids love him.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so back a few years ago, we had a West Side Street Fair, and they said it'd be nice to have some kind of activity for kids.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I had some cocoa fiber because I don't grow in dirt, but everybody would say it's dirt because it looks like dirt. Well, I'm not going to win that battle.
Right.
So I said, hey, I'm going to make these, and we can get rid of all that stuff, and I'm happy, right?
Right.
We actually made 90 of them that day because he's like a little kit. I have a kid here. You put him together. He's only a week old. It's simple, easy, and it's fun. And because of that, the main thing was for teach kids that they could grow their own food.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when we were kids, they used to teach us with a Dixie cup and a seed.
I remember that.
Yeah, this is the modern day version because he's way more cooler. But Mr. Micro boosts your mood because he's so stinking cute.
He is. He does. He's a handsome little fella. Has a little wet nose, but I guess that's how it keeps his moisture for the plant to grow. And it also teaches kids about developing their green thumb, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Because he's really easy. You can't. I have people make him upside down, and he still grows.
Okay.
It's just amazing. And you, there's no wrong way. I mean, a few weeks ago, we were making with some kids, and they're going, I want to make one with three eyes. And I it's like, okay. Because
okay.
It's any way you want them. And then the people will try to decide, well, is it a Mr. or a Mrs. or an it or a what or who knows? And then that whole debate goes on.
Yeah.
It's like, whatever. But it's just, he's just there for fun.
So it starts off Mr. Micro, but you can name him what you want once you get him.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, that's a good.
And he doesn't have to be a mister.
Exactly. That's what we're getting at, right? Name it how you want to name it. That's good. So this little fro, or this little mohawk he has, it's edible?
Actually, it's wheatgrass,
okay,
which is the wheat plant at the microgreen stage. So microgreens basically are plants that I just grow to the first set of leaves. That's what makes it a microgreen. This is actually the wheat plant they make flour out of at the microgreen stage, which is the first two sets of leaves. But it looks like grass, acts like grass, kind of tastes like grass, so it got the name wheatgrass. But it's an amazing detoxifier, oxygenator. I mean, for people and for pets, there's just a lot of medicinal values that it has that are really good for you.
Sounds good to hear. I heard that wheatgrass is a miracle. It's a miracle for people, and seeing that we have it with Mr. Micro and his nice fro, and we also have some other ones over there, right?
Yep. We've got a spicy radish mix, and because it's a mix, is so I can cover the medicinal values of the radish family. Because food is medicine, right?
Food is medicine.
Get a tickle in your throat. What do? You start hammering the vitamin C.
Yes.
Okay. All medicine started with plants. And the cruciferous vegetables, which are what these are, that's your leafy greens. That's where all the antioxidants, all the good stuff is, basically.
Yeah.
So the spicy radish is a mix to cover the fat. Peas shoots. Peas actually have 38 minerals.
Mm.
It's pretty, and that's like Jack and the Beanstalk. They go really quickly. Cilantro if you had tremors, it would be a natural cure is micro cilantro and micro broccoli is what they use to help detoxify you from that. Once again, it's a good detoxifier. Sunflowers are amazing. They're a complete plant protein. They've got calcium, iron, and all kinds of stuff. But they're really the best because kids love them.
I heard that kids love the sunflowers, huh? Why do you think that?
Well, I don't know. Why do kids don't want to eat vegetables?
I know some kids. They don't like vegetables. They want me to take the vegetables off the burgers, out of anything that's being made. We don't want vegetables, Unc. I'm like, you gotta eat some. Just eat one or two for me. Make me happy.
And so, I have many customers that buy microgreens for their kids because they won't eat vegetables, but they'll eat microgreens because it's actually kind of cool.
Okay, that's good to know. So let me ask you, what do you do with them? What do you do with the microgreens?
Just anything you want, but basically, microgreens started out as a garnish for a fancy schmancy restaurant to make it look pretty, these little tiny plants, right? But I kind of looked at that and I go, no, this is food. This is nutrient-dense, bioavailable food, like little vitamins. And I decided that I could change that. Now, I can't make the jump to food from garnish, but I can be a snack or an appetizer. So I decided I would set out to make the fresh, healthy snack. So literally, you've got these in a cup. Just pull it out. Probably don't want to eat the seed, and eat them so you can snack on them because they're alive. I'm sorry, what was the question?
What do you do with them? You gave us an example.
Okay.
So when you bring out the plate to the restaurant, when you're in the restaurant, the plate comes out, you might as well have microgreens on there, right? There's decorations for the plate.
But they only use it as a decoration. I'm trying to change that because it's really food. It's just got all this good stuff. You can add them to anything. I mean, one of my favorite things is a fried egg sandwich. I put them on pizzas. I put them all. You can make smoothies.
And that's cilantro, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That cilantro, same thing comes on the tacos, right?
Absolutely.
An authentic Mexican restaurant, and it's going to be some cilantro on there. So.
Yeah, and these little just this. That little tiny plant, here, I'll give you one.
Let's take one of those.
It's like you just ate an entire cilantro plant. So all that flavor that would get diluted into the adult plant is there in that little baby.
And that is a lot of flavor. That's packed with flavor.
It's like you don't need many.
That's packed with flavor. So family, go out there and get your kids accustomed to these microgreens, introduce them to Mr. Micro or Mrs. Micro, however you want to wrap it up. You know, you can label it how you want to, but let's get them started eating healthy. Let's get them started in the right direction of plants are the food that we need. You know, bring more of that into your diet, bring more of that into your household. So I'm glad you came through with all these gifts, man, because I'm snacking and snacking and snacking.
Yeah, it's disappearing. My props are gone.
Yeah, forgive me, but I'm a fan, like I said. So all this flavor, you know, you would think that it wouldn't have that much flavor because of, you know, the process of making it.
Right.
You know? But how do you retain that flavor in them?
Because it's the baby.
It's the baby.
So the seed has all the DNA. Like I said, you just have more fiber than when you were a baby. A baby plant, the seed has the DNA. You get that first set of leaves. Now you got all the photosynthesis and all the magic plant stuff going on, okay? The only thing beyond this stage is just more fiber. Mm. Not more flavor. Not more nutrition, because you're just building more fiber to dilute it. But we're used to the big adult plants, not the babies. This is a total paradigm shift. But I'm telling you, you can put a little bit on your food, and it goes a long way.
Okay. And I heard the pet grass, is a fan favorite for the cats.
Cats, dogs. I mean, people have animals I've never heard of, and they buy it to feed them.
So it's not just cats and dogs.
No, it's living. It's for people too.
Yeah.
But it's living food. Animals aren't dumb. They understand that. It's a detoxifier. It's an oxygenator. It does all kinds of amazing. It's actually the wheat plant that they make flour out of at the microgreen stage. The first two sets of leaves, or in this case, blades, I guess.
Right.
And they call it wheat grass because it looks like grass, kind of tastes like grass.
So wheat grass and pat grass, same thing.
Just a different name.
Just different names. Yeah, so you can eat with your pets, and also you have a good meal of nice vitamins and nutrients. Sounds good.
And that's part of the reason we did Mr. Micro with wheatgrass.
Yeah.
Because the kids, it's a natural for them to grow up, but then to grow it, give it to their best friend, their pet. So it was just a really easy thing to help reinforce the kids and grow your own food stuff.
And how many kids feed the dog or the pet right up from the table, right?
All of them.
You got to stop them. Don't do that, right? So give them some of this Mr. Pet grass and give them some of this wheat grass and... hey, it'd be more healthier, and you will be too. I like this, man. I'm really a fan. I'm gonna have to be, I'm gonna have to indulge. I want to taste some of that radish over there. Is it flavor?
Oh, it's creeper. Because what? Yeah, it's what. You know, wait till you try it. It's pretty spicy. But typically, people will be eating it and they go. Yeah, okay. And then all of a sudden, it hits them. It's like...
Ooh.
Yeah, see?
Folks, that's real fiber right there. And it's a nice source of spicy. I like that.
It's like the best radish you've ever had.
And I like spicy foods.
Well, there
so
you
I
go.
Can see me adding this to something at the house, on a sandwich, put a little more to it. That's really good right there.
Yeah.
And it's not coming out of the soil or the ground, but it's coming out of the... And what is this again you're growing it through?
Okay, so I grow a natural plant fiber. It's actually raw hemp.
So it's coming out of raw hemp, and that flavor is in there.
So there's no dirt. There's no... I don't add, subtract anything, no nutrients or whatever. I'm just... It's kind of like the astronauts in their space capsule. They got so many resources. And so I'm forcing that seed... that plant to scrape everything it can from that seed to end up with that much flavor.
And hemp has so many uses, huh?
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. I'm the only one that's doing it.
I see. Congratulations.
Well, you know, I experimented with a lot of different things, and then I discovered hemp fiber, and it was like, it's clean. You can pull the plants out completely, you know, just... You know, dirt just was, you got to wash every, literally, this is no need to wash produce.
No need to wash?
And all produce, you need to wash it because they've never been touched, never been altered. They just have grown there until you eat them.
And that's awesome because you do have to wash the veggies. You got to wash the meat, wash anything that you kind of bring into the house out of soil. And to say that you don't have to wash them straight out of the cup and into the palate, right?
And part of it is people have been touching it. People are touching your food. If anybody realized how many different hands have touched the food that they're buying at the grocery store, it's like, you know, these guys have just been hanging out there growing.
Yeah.
And there's, you know, I put them in a cup, but they're never touched. So it's literally no need to wash produce.
So fun fact, athletes, do they like these microgreens?
Well, it's funny you mentioned that, okay? The arugula, I met this guy, and he's telling me about how he's eating bowls of rocket lettuce because he was a competitive bicycle racer. And I'm going, that's arugula. I'll grow that for you. And so that's kind of how it all started because there's a component in it that aids muscle oxygenation. And I have a guy that's, his name's Derek Wheat. He's like a mini Arnold Schwarzenegger. He just wants to be the best that he can be. And
don't we all?
Well, I think a lot of people really don't care. Right. But this kid, he's just on it. And I met him at the side of the farm one day. He was riding his bike, and we got to talking. I said, you know, I'd like to, would you do an experiment with me and eat these and see what happens? Oh, my God. He is like, I call him Beast Boy. He said his life has changed.
Oh, wow.
He's like a mini Arnold Schwarzenegger, and he's just so healthy because he's using microgreens as vitamins.
Oh, wow.
Basically.
Wow.
And they just have stuff. Oh, yeah, he's my shining example of, if you want to, you know, that they really do help you.
Hey, so all those people out there that are health conscious and love to work on themselves, check it out. Go out there and get you something and see if it helps you, man. See if it brings that self thing you're looking for to uplift yourself and help you develop that muscle and get that edge.
Yeah,
I know I will.
He'll go to the gym, you know, stop by and he'll go, got to have some arugula.
Yeah.
Thinking going for the peas today with that. And he, you know, in these people, different athletes, they can tell what affects them and how it does. But these guys they're really into it. Mm-hmm. And it's been an interesting journey because I got this shining example, and he says his life is, and of course, he's vegan. He's, you know, he's saved the planet or animals or whatever it
sounds
is.
Sounds like me. I'm a fake vegetarian, but I'm working towards cutting out a lot and just sticking to the veggies. So let me ask you something about the pea shoots. What's going on with the pea shoots? I see you got pea at the bottom of it and it's sprouting.
Yeah, so you just pull one of these guys out of there. You don't want to eat the pea.
I bet not.
Because that's a little hard. And they're peas. And they have the peas of all the microgreens individually have the most. They have 38 minerals.
Mm.
It's a they're a protein. They're just, yeah, I don't know who doesn't like peas.
Kids.
No. Are you kidding? I have a customer that every week I drop off a cup of peas.
Mm.
And her and her granddaughter, they eat them and they cut them off at just the bottom leaf and then let them grow and then cut them and let them grow.
So they just keep growing.
The peas do that. I don't know why, but they do.
Mm.
Now, all the microgreens, if you want an adult plant, you need to feed it. They need nutrients to build the fiber.
Exactly.
Okay, so they're not going to let, you know, they're not going to just keep going because the seed's kind of depleted, right?
Exactly. But yeah, I can say that those pea shoots taste fresh.
They're alive.
As well as everything. You know, I can taste the freshness in them. And I think that's the main thing that sticks out to me. It's just so fresh. I mean, you'd think it just came out of the garden from in the backyard.
Well, it just came out of that cup.
Almost better than a garden in the backyard.
Well, you don't have to walk as far. And you don't have to weed.
Exactly. I like that. I like that. So tell me more. Tell me more. What do we have over here? What is this again?
That's broccoli. Everybody wants broccoli because broccoli's got the sulforaphane.
Okay.
And that's the anti-cancer. It also is a, you know, antioxidant. It's an amazing compound
you say broccoli's a cancer fighter.
Yep, absolutely.
Mm.
I grow for people, and I also grow like for medical people because food is medicine.
Mm-hmm.
And I grow, you know, besides the cup, I go big grind trays, and I have quite a few cancer patients that have beat it. And by beat it by eating microgreens.
Wow.
At least that's what they tell me.
Hey, why would they lie?
Yeah, I don't know. And they
that's
like
a big accomplishment, you know.
Well, food is medicine, and it really is.
It really is.
And the typical medical patient, they get broccoli, pea shoots, and wheatgrass.
Okay.
That's like the trifecta.
That's the triangle. That's the
golden triangle. Yeah, whatever.
The golden triangle. So tell me something. We brought some props. Some things that tell us about how to grow them.
Yeah. So you can. I do the heavy lifting. I grow all the stuff for you. But if you want, you got your Mr. Micro kit, which you'll get there. But this is a do-it-yourself kit. It's basically everything that you need to grow your own microgreens. So it's like that big, right? These happen to be peas.
Okay.
But I have all the crops that I grow, like the arugula, broccoli, cilantro, fenugreek, pea shoots, radish, sunflowers, wheatgrass. It's all available just in a little microgreen kit.
Okay. How long does it take to grow?
6 to 14 days is all.
6 to 14 days, and you got some pea shoots.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Or some arugula.
Those guys right there are 6, 7 days old.
Hmm.
Now, the broccoli, they're 14 days old
because
different plants take different time to grow.
Gotcha. I don't think I'm going to take another bite.
And all they do is keep growing. So they're going to be fresh till you eat them, and that's the idea.
So how long does the nutritional value last in them?
Well, till you eat it. I mean, it's not going anywhere.
I'm just saying, you know, I might eat it down and... You know, I'm expecting some more to come up.
Okay,
but
they're like annuals, not perennials.
Okay.
You know, once you eat it, other than the peas, which I still don't understand, you know, it's kind of like if you eat a head of broccoli, it's not going to grow back.
No.
So if you eat a broccoli plant, it's not going to grow back.
Gotcha.
If that makes sense.
It makes perfect sense. It's perfect sense, but... I like what I'm tasting. I am a fan, and I hope more people get tuned on to this because plants are the life. I mean, they do extend life, man. And they do help everything we need, man. Digestion wise, you know, anytime you're feeling, you know, yucky about yourself, eat some fiber, eat some plants, and you will. You will feel better, you know. I can say that.
You're right, though. Fiber's the big key.
It is.
People don't get enough fiber. This is just like pure fiber and nutrition.
Gets that digestion going, right?
Your whole life is determined by your gut, your gut biome. And
what's
how
the word?
Is that?
Healthy gut.
Yeah.
Gotta have a healthy gut.
Yeah, and people don't think about it. You know, alcohol, like, kills good bacteria in your gut. People don't realize it. You drink alcohol, it's just you're killing the good stuff. Because there's like, I don't know how many billion different kinds of microbial organisms are in your gut that are all working together. But you start doing things to it, you throw off that balance, and it's not going to end well.
Yeah, I see. Sorry, I'm on the broccoli. So excuse me, family. The props came through, and I'm just trying to be a good host and let you guys know that these are edible, they're delicious, and Chris, he has a good thing going here, and we just want to promote healthy eating, and I'm glad that he came through with this and shared this, man, because most people don't know about it, right?
No, it's still pretty new,
there.
But I'm at like the Fulton Street Farmers Market every week. I have my online store. I have several different places where they're available, and you just have to go to my website and that show you where to get them.
Website one more time.
www.firstmicrogreenery.com, and you spell it the number one S-T.
Number one S-T. So, friends and family, thank you for joining us. Chris brought all of these delicious vitamins through. And I am a fan, and I hope you guys are too. Go out and check them out. And tell us what you think. So thanks for coming through, Chris.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Delicious vitamins and Mr. Micro. And we got to see you next time.
Like, I really done a lot.
The opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of the producer and not necessarily those of WKTV Community Media.